Aliens in America is just one of TV's new series this fall. It's the time of year when critics anoint the best new shows of the season. Our TV critic, Andrew Wallenstein, is not going to do that.
Stop, because I already know what you're thinking. This guy's a coward, right? He doesn't want to go out on a limb and pick his favorite new TV shows because he'll look like a moron when they get canceled after one episode. Well, that's not entirely wrong, but hear me out. Yes, I've been burned before. My favorite new TV shows from last year aren't around anymore. What's even stranger, I did preview a show that starts this season that seems so good I want to shout it from every satellite dish-strewn rooftop. But I'm not sure I will. Well, maybe. But first, the show that broke my heart last year. The NBC drama Studio 60 on the Sunset Strip. Creator Aaron Sorkin crafted an opening hour of great intelligence and crackling dialogue.
You saw how fast I fired Wes Mundell? Screw this up, I'll fire you faster. See, I'm not like every other heterosexual male in show business, Jordan. I don't find you charming. And you've earned the loyalty of absolutely no one.
Naturally, I gave Studio 60 a glowing review. But you know what? From the second episode onward, this show went into creative freefall. And it just goes to show what TV critics don't often tell you. They're often making pronouncements on the quality of a show based on a single pilot episode. That's like watching a toddler's first steps and assessing his future Olympic potential. See, here's the thing about TV pilots. Even when they're incredible, sometimes there's no gas left in the tank after that first hour. And sometimes a pilot is more like a work in progress that only comes into its own after writers and producers get a few episodes under their belts. And that's often true of the very best shows, in fact. Think back to Seinfeld, which took months to hit its distinctive stride.
Kramer, he's just a dentist.
Yeah, and you're an anti-dentite.
So I actually found myself growing skeptical when I came across a great pilot this season. All right, I'll tell you. It's the new ABC drama Pushing Daisies. It's about a man with a supernatural ability to bring the dead back to life with the touch of a finger. But that ability comes with a handicap in the romance department, as you'll hear in this scene.
I can't even hug you? What if you need a hug? A hug can turn your day around.
I'm not a fan of the hug.
Then you haven't been hugged properly. It's like an emotional Heimlich. Someone puts their arms around you and they give you a squeeze and all your fear and anxiety comes shooting out of your mouth in a big wet wad and you can breathe again.
That's fine for someone else to do if I'm choking on something other than emotion, but you can't touch me.
So a kiss is out of the question?
The first episode of Daisies is dazzling. But now I wonder about what's coming next. Will the novelty of its premise wear thin after a while? I mean, you've seen one resurrection, you've seen them all, really. So how's this for brutal honesty? There could be 21 more hours of Daisies between now and the spring, and I can't vouch for any of it. The old me would have declared it the show to watch. But this fall season, I'm turning over a new leaf.
Andrew Wallenstein is the editor to watch at The Hollywood Reporter.